Your contract situation, obviously, that's going to be a big question here, but how disappointed or how surprised are you it wasn't done before the start of camp?
Not disappointed at all. You know, I think most people that know me, they know I love to play football. So I have another chance to do that. So it's all about my teammates. It's all about the guys around me. And just me continuing trying to be the person that I am. So, and not letting anything outside of that kind of influence, you know, how I operate day to day.
Tyron, what was today like in the heat, getting the full team back together, feeling like you guys could do a whole lot more than you've been able to do?
It was a great day. You know, it's the first day, so you got to work through some things. But, I mean, it's a blessing, you know, to be out here, you know, especially back in front of our fans, you know, to be able to interact with each other, sit with each other, you know, at the lunch table. I think camp is extremely important, so I think we're off to a good start.
Who was the biggest prankster? I mean, it used to be Dustin Colquitt. And now, who pulls the pranks at camp now to keep things loose and light?
I don't know. I don't think we have a prankster. So we'll probably have to find somebody to fill in that role for us. But, we miss Colquitt for sure.
What is just your level of optimism, though, that a deal is going to get done? Did you sort of set aside a timeline at all that you wanted something done before camp?
No, not really. I think most players would like to, you know, have things, you know, done, you know, before they, you know, get to the season. But like I said, man, I'm all about ball. I love ball. So, you know, it's important for me to kind of stay focused on that and, you know, let other things just handle themselves.
First play of 7-on-7. They throw deep, Tyreek Hill versus you. It felt like football. What's it like to be out there against those guys?
I mean, it's great. You know, obviously, it's great work. You know, competing against our offense, going up against Pat, Tyreek, you know, Travis, Nicole. You know, we're loaded. So it requires all of us on the back end to really strain and really put the work in. So, like I said, we're going against one of the best offenses in the league. And so every day we work with each other, you know, it's only going to make us better in the end.
Tyron, not to belabor the point, but on the subject of your contract, you said a month ago you thought it would get done. Just one, I assume you still feel confident it will get done. And is there a time where it becomes a distraction if you get to the season that you know, it does get to where maybe you don't seem frustrated now, but maybe frustration could be an issue?
Yeah, I mean, that's the most important thing, is not letting anything become a distraction. The only thing on my mind right now is getting off to a fast start, making plays, and continuing to lead my group. I think anything else takes away from, you know, who I am.
Think though it'll get done?
Yes.
Looks like Mike Hughes is getting an opportunity. New player for you guys. What have you learned about him since he's come to the team and enabled him to earn this opportunity for the first team?
Well, he's been growing, you know, ever since his first day, you know, at OTAs. You could kind of see him growing. You could see him understanding the scheme, understanding the players that he's working with. So it's important for him to continue to kind of take these next couple weeks to continue to get better within the scheme. And I think he has enough talent. You know, I think the guy can play. You know, he's athletic. He could catch punts. You know, got great ball skills. So I think most importantly is all about the scheme, him understanding, you know, where he's supposed to be, what he's not supposed to do. And then from there is football. You know, see the ball, you know, try to make a play.
When you see guys like Jarius Sneed out there in Willie Gay, just their maturation process you've seen from them in a football standpoint, how excited are you just to see them get out there and really make the plays out there?
I mean, that's the most important thing. You know, I think a lot of guys come in this league with great upside, great potential, and it kind of fades away. You know, I think the most important thing for young guys is to continue to take that next step. And I think every year you play in this league kind of requires you to take the next step, whether you're a 12-year veteran, you know, or a third-year player in this league. You know, so I'm proud of him for the steps he's been taking. Saw him at the practice today, continuing to get some extra work. So, you know, he's kind of understanding that he's, you know, one of our better corners, and, you know, he's going to have to kind of lead that group for sure.
We spent some time in this tent talking about mental health in light of what Simone Biles is going through right now. Have you paid attention to any of that? And could you speak to just the importance of, you know, mental health?
I mean, it's extremely important. I think we all have different influences. You know, some of our influence, you know, spreads far beyond, you know, the country we live in. So, and I think most people don't necessarily understand the pressure. So you really mostly pray for those people. You pray for the people around them, hoping that they can continue to, you know, get the support that they can get. But, you know, I'm proud of her. You know, I'm proud of Naomi. I'm proud of all these women who are kind of stepping up, taking that initiative to kind of put, you know, that mental health first. I think that is the most important thing for an athlete.
Tyron,
Tyron, you said a minute ago that the only thing on your mind right now is getting off to a fast start. That's what you guys have done your first 2 years here. You get one, like, five, six games in a row to start each season. Something you guys do this time of year that you can put your finger on that allows you guys to get off to those quick starts?
Well, I think it's really coaching. You know, I think it's our leadership that we have from all our coaches, you know, our coordinators and the position coaches. I think all of them kind of really strain us. They stretch us. They require us to put in a lot of work, you know, before we actually get to that first game. And so I think all those things pay off, you know, the meetings, coaches being hand-on, detailed. I think all those things work well for us. And, you know, I think that really helps us. And we're one of the best conditioned teams, you know, in the league too. So we run around a lot. And I think all those things kind of help us get off to a quick start.
You said before that you're a guy who tries to get to know everybody on the team, regardless of their position. Just wondering if you've gotten to know Orlando Brown at all in your time as a teammate, and maybe if you have a story about that you can pass.
I mean, we chop it up for the most part, you know, every day. And I'd probably say, you know, we talk mostly about where he's going to stay at when he bought a house out here. So I kind of suggested to him, you know, a couple areas for him to move into. But, I mean, I can't stand next to him for too long. He's way bigger than me. So, you know, but it's kind of good to have him around.
We'll go three more guys. We'll go Pete, Mick, and then Nate to close it out. Go ahead.
You have your shirt, My Job Plus. That's a spagism, right?
Yes.
What does that mean, if you could describe that?
Well, I think it's important for you to kind of take care of your job first and then understand you're playing with 10 other people. So we all kind of have to work off each other, help each other. Some of us have to do the dirty work for other guys to make plays and vice versa. So it's not just about your job, but it's also about kind of helping your teammates too. So that's where the My Job Plus comes in at.
You made a point to let everybody know that 29 isn't old. I think we'd all agree with that in here. What is the prime, you think, for defensive backs in this league? And where are you physically, athletically at 29 compared to other years?
I think most of the guys I've looked up to, they've played in this league a long time. You know, Rondé Barber, Deion Sanders, Charles Woodson. So, you know, Champ Bailey, Jonathan Joseph, when I was in Houston, he played 14 years at outside cornerback. That's pretty tough to do. So, I think for the most part, if you take care of your body, you know, you can play in this league.
I know you take so much pride in being a leader for the guys, but for yourself, what do you want to get out of this so that you can tell that you're better than where you were a year ago?
Well, seeing other guys come along with me. I don't think it's all about me making All-Pro. If I get a couple other guys in my room to kind of, you know, be an All-Pro or be a Pro Bowl or even be a household name where guys want to see them play, you know, every Sunday, I think that's the ultimate goal for me. That's what Patrick Peterson provided for me, just that vision, you know, to be special, to be great, no matter what people think, you know. So I see that for those guys. I think we have a couple guys in our room that can really be all pros. And so, but it's up to those guys to believe in that and put in that work.